Captain Rash is not swept overboard, he has his hands full, to be sure. In all probability, his three masts have gone by the board, and, raveled into list, his sails are floating in the air. Or, perhaps, the ship broaches too, or is brought by the lee. In either case, heaven help the sailors, their wives, and their little ones. And heaven help the underwriters. Familiarity with danger makes a brave man braver, but less daring. Thus with seamen. He who goes the oftenest round Cape Horn goes the most circumspectly. A veteran mariner is never deceived by the treacherous breezes which sometimes waft him pleasantly towards the latitude of the Cape. No sooner does he come within a certain distance of it, previously fixed in his own mind, than all hands are turned to setting the ship in storm trim, and never mind how light the breeze, down comes his t-gallant yards. He bends his strongest storm sails and lashes everything on deck securely. The ship is then ready for the worst, and if, in reeling round the headlands, she receives a broadside, it generally goes well with her. If ill, all hands go to the bottom with quiet consciences.